Grasshopper New Media presents.
Ladies and gents, it's the Great Big Small Business Show, starring Becky McRae.
Hello, and welcome to the Great Big Small Business Show. I'm Becky McRae. Today, we have a bonus episode to answer your questions. The question that we have for today was left as a comment on our website, which is www.gbsbs.com, and it was from Phil Gerbischak. And the question is, what's the difference between print-on-demand, self-publishing, and traditional publishing, and why would one choose one over the other? And if one wanted to go the way of traditional publishing, does one really need an agent to make that happen? This is a terrific and insightful question about some of the different ways that publishing has changed in recent years. And it just so happens that amongst our group of the Great Big Small Business Show team, we have some published authors. Specifically, the one who stepped up and decided to take on this question is Ted Demopoulos. So, we're going to let Ted give his answer to this question. Ted?
Hi, this is Ted Demopoulos, Demopoulos Associates. We had a question last week from Phil Gerbischak about differences between traditional publishing, self-publishing, and print-on-demand publishing. And I'm no expert, but I have written two traditionally published books in the last calendar year, Blogging for Business with co-author Shel Holtz, and What No One Ever Tells You About Blogging and Podcasting, which is probably shipping to the bookstore near you literally today. There used to be two choices, traditional publishing and vanity publishing. Most vanity published books, at least the ones that I saw, were really quite poor, and vanity publishing was looked down on for pretty obvious reasons. The books in general weren't that good. Now, it's called self-publishing today, or sometimes entrepreneurial publishing. And that's very respectable. A lot of great books are self-published these days. The downside to self-publishing is you need to do everything yourself. Cover design, page layouts, cover copy, getting an ISBN number, other things you may never have heard of, and the list goes on and is much longer than you think. Barnes & Noble and Borders probably won't carry your self-published book, although Amazon will. If you self-publish, you do have complete control of your book, and if you can sell it, you can make money. Instead of maybe 10 to 15% royalties like a traditionally published book, you'll get maybe 80% profit on the sale of each book, because printing it really isn't that expensive if you're printing in any kind of quantity, 1,000, 5,000 books, something like that. Let's talk about traditional publishing. It's hard to get a publisher interested. Many authors try to get an agent, a literary agent. That's what I did. Most books published by traditional publishers come through agents, but it's hard to get an agent. I was just lucky one found me, but that's a long story. Many people recommend Jeff Herman's Guide. It's Jeff Herman's Guide to Book Publishers, Editors, and Literary Agents. Now, I haven't seen the book, but many people have told me that's the one they recommend. Now, even with a traditional publisher, marketing the book is still your job. Let me say that again. Marketing the book is still your job. The publisher gets it in the bookstores. Don't count on much else from them. Oh, yeah. You also lose creative control. The cover copy, the words on the cover. Oh, we can't let publishers, publishers won't let authors write that. After all, that's basically sales copy, and they have people who do nothing else other than that. And they do a fine job in general, but you don't get much, if any, input to it. Now, publishers have these people they call editors. They're great people, and they probably write better than you, but they may not share your vision. For example, with what no one ever tells you about blogging and publishing, I didn't even see the cover until it was actually done. I did see a little of the cover copy and was asked to comment on it. Also, although editors write better than you, they may not share your vision. So they may be thinking about a much different book. There is a middle ground, print-on-demand publishing. A lot of people use print-on-demand publishing because it's cheaper than self-publishing. You don't need to print and invest in a few thousand copies of your book. After all, the average book probably sells less than 500 copies. Print-on-demand publishers have things like editors and cover designers, but the more they do for you, the more it costs in the long run. A print-on-demand publisher who does lots of editing, cover design, get your book listed on Amazon, and more, will treat you more like a traditional publisher, meaning you'll get a rather small percentage of each book sold. So, a quick summary. Traditional publisher. They hold your hand. They're in control. They get your book in the bookstores, and you get maybe 10 to 15% of the sales. Not a bad deal. They do a lot for you. Self-publishing. You do everything. Everything. And there's more than you can imagine. You get maybe 80% of the sale price after expenses. And if you can sell a lot of books yourself, let's say you're a really popular speaker and can sell a lot in the back of the room after your speeches, hey, that might be the best choice for you. And in between, we have print-on-demand publishers. Now, a few things that cover all types of publishing. In every case, you need to market your own book. Yeah, you're in charge of marketing. For example, now with what no one ever tells you about blogging and podcasting, most of the next 3 months I'm dedicating to not doing much other than promoting the book. And that takes a lot of time, ingenuity, and, oh yeah, spending money helps too. Also, don't plan on getting rich. If I look at all the hours I put into blogging for business and what no one ever tells you about blogging and podcasting, a lovely short title, I didn't get to pick it. If I count all the hours, maybe I'm making minimum wage. Certainly less if I count the time I'm spending promoting it. There is one other option, an ebook or electronic book. But that's another topic for another time. Now, interestingly, Phil Gerbyshuk, who asked this question, well, Phil has a great book himself. 10 Ways to Make It Great. It's available from Amazon. I think it's done via print-on-demand publishing. I'm not sure. But it's interesting. Now that I have 2 traditionally published books, I'm looking at other options myself. I'm looking at ebooks, and I'm also looking at self-publishing and print-on-demand publishing for maybe some specialty titles that'll have far less widely interesting. You know, I don't think as many people will be interested. I'll be able to publish more niche titles. But in reality, I probably better get back to work and make some money instead of sitting around and writing books, which, yeah, it's helped my business, but it's been more stroking my ego, I guess, if you really look at the big picture. Until next time, this is Ted Demopoulos at demop.com and lots of other places on the internet. Thanks and good night.
thanks, Ted, for a terrific answer to this question about publishing. And thanks to Phil for taking time to leave his question. If you have a question about any aspect of small business, then we would love to answer it for you. So you can leave any question you'd like as a comment on our website, www.gbsbs.com, or call our listener line, which is 206-666-3768. So let us have your question either of those ways. We will be thrilled to hand that over to one of our experts to take a stab at. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to the Great Big Small Business Show. I'm Becky McCray.